Hey, thanks for listening to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Join me or a guest as we unlock some secrets to AI, to personal development, to finding your voice. Join us now as we help you unleash your voice. Welcome to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. I'm so glad you could be here. I'm Teresa Croft, and it's Thursday, or at least it's Thursday when I'm recording, and we call that tea on Thursday. So I want to drop a hello that I did on when I'm tea on Tuesday at Michelle Tufford's great group. You got to check this group out. Let me make sure I get the name right here. It is full of Christian women who love Jesus. It's called Christian Women in Business Networking Group - Collaboration and Competition. I'm part of Michelle Tufford's team, and she gave me a chance to speak on Tuesday. And I talked about what did you like to do when you were young? And I gave an example of my life, which leads up to this episode being brought to you by the Kingdom Speaking Academy, brought to you by Girl Power Alliance. It's coming up. So I want you to be aware of this so you can jump in before it starts and you miss out. So what is it? It's expert-led training. You've got four coaches that are going to lead you. It's nine weeks online, and then we go live, if you want, to a stage in LA. The stage is already. Finding your stage, there it is. But you can learn from seasoned speakers. There's great curriculum, so you don't have to wonder. It helps that, what do I really talk about? You can dive into a range of topics and be able to find that. You get a supportive community. From 9 weeks, the little Zoom cubes you see, everyone, to the actual scenario of being on stage. And of course, what's really involved is this personal transformation that you're called to speak, right? I see you. I know you. This gives you a chance to not just develop your skill, but also it's a personal growth. I went last year. I'm going to go this year. And I'll tell you what, it was the first time that I worked on a speaking format and sharing a story. My story was the whole thing. I threw up on stage. What do I mean by that? I had everything and anything that affected me in the last 26-27 years. But this year I'm going because I want to refine it. I want to be able to really be able to hit the mark. So this episode is brought to you by that. So without further ado, I'm going to just share my welcome that I gave to the Christian networking group. Join that. Michelle Tufford is just leading an excellent group. But this is kind of how I opened it up, and I thought I would include it in here. So hello there. My name's Teresa Croft. I'm part of Michelle Tufford's team here at the best group on Facebook. And I'm so excited to have just a few moments. See, I'm making myself be short in words because I go live at 11 in prayer time. So listen, I like to ask this question. By the way, I'm Teresa Croft. I'm a former radio announcer in marketing since 2009. Love video, love reels. If you watch that reel down there, that's not my normal reel, the singing. But I love connecting with you guys. Some of you I've gotten to connect personally, and it's been really awesome. But I wanted to talk about something real quick. Do you ever wonder, am I doing the right thing, or why? This just isn't lighting me up, like let's say in business. You're in a business, and you're like, yeah, this is what I need to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. But let me ask you a question. And this, I think, based on what I've asked people and seeing what they're doing now, truly fully in their identity, I see that what they did when they played in their younger age had a lot to do with what they're doing now. So let me set a stage like there's threads to your identity. So threads to my identity. Can I just tell a little story? When I was real young, we lived in this old house and they had these big steps. Well, maybe they weren't big, but to a 6-7-year-old, they were huge. And my idea of fun was climbing up those steps and preaching. I was Catholic. It was a good homily. In that same old house, I'm going to date myself. My dad brought home what was then modern technology, a tape recorder, and a mic. It was not a Walkman, so I'm really dating myself. And that was just like marvel technology. I would sneak when my dad left for work. He hid it under the bed, but I knew where it was. I'd sneak it into my room, and I would just talk into that thing and listen to my voice over and over. I was working on my comedy act, thought I was really funny. And then I had four brothers. Each of them came to me separately and said, "Teresa, the only one who's laughing is mom." So maybe I ditched the comedy act. It's resurfacing in my 60s. But anyway, I'm only 60, Teresa. So that was something that was lined in my DNA. My idea of fun was talking into a microphone. Just a note, we later moved to a house that only had two steps. I was like, I remember one day playing, like, just two steps. This isn't working for me. But I noticed an apple cart. So I tipped that apple cart the lengthways, got up on that wobbly thing. I had accepted Jesus now. So I really did. Praise to the birds, the bees, and the apple trees. They needed Jesus. So that was wired. Apple cart. Since 2008, I've opened an Apple product from a computer to a MacBook Pro to a phone with filters, of course, Apple phone, speaking what God has given me, being able to speak. So this is the deal. I think as God wires that into your DNA, by the way, became a professional golfer. I was a really good, I was All-American collegiate. And I thought if I could just play good enough, I'd have a platform to preach. I crashed and burned after 3 years as a pro. But you know what? What did God do? That guy, he closed his eyes and said, "Teresa, you're going to get into a radio station." And it was funny because I just happened to give my demo tape. And I didn't see the advertisement. If I would have saw the advertisement, I wouldn't have applied because it said 2 years experience. I gave it a tape that I used to make for my friends on the golf tour called the KYSS radio station, speaking into microphone music. That was my demo tape to get into a radio station where for 15 and a half years, I got paid to speak, to pray on the air. So, what is in your DNA? What do you feel like when you're played? Now, listen, I understand. I get it. You might have had a real traumatic childhood. I am so sorry. But it's not lost. I have a friend who had a brain injury at 3 years old. Do you know what she's doing today? She's neurocycle. She's under Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's working on people's brains. So you say, "No, Teresa, you're not getting me, girl. I had a traumatic childhood. I suffered." And what I would say is when you get healing, when you come from a place of that healing and transformation, guess what? You get to speak to the person you once were. So as you're going about your business, maybe you feel stuck. Okay. Sometimes that stuckness might be just resistance, because this is where it's part of the resistance where you're going in your lane. Resistance happens. A lot of times it's part of the journey. And if, as you learn to perseverance is a muscle of your faith, you come through that stuckness and things light up again. So I just want to ask you, what did you like to do when you were young? I ask that question now. I have a podcast. That's my own radio station. Who figures? I've been going into 5 years, but this last year I've asked my guests, "What did you do when you were young?" And this last guest, it was so precious. She goes, "I played stage," and she now has every day she goes live on Facebook with a devotional time. I asked Michelle Tufford, when the businesswoman, she used to play this Barbie business thing, and it was all had to do with business. I had another friend. She used to color in a coloring book and then gently rip out the page and sell the page. She's an amazing marketing, amazing corporate woman. So I want to encourage you. Sometimes our beliefs determine our emotions. And I think the greatest place where you can get your beliefs shored up, stored up, is through your identity. You might need to go back in your mind. Is what you're doing now light you up? Now, granted, there are things that are difficult. They don't light you up. But I just challenge you. Go back to your childhood. What did you like to do? And let's talk identity. Let's talk, I'm T on Tuesday. Let's talk some of those things and see if we can't light a fire. Because I really believe if you feel voiceless, there is a time for God to heal you and find your voice. With a total transformation of finding your voice from identity so you can speak, serving the person you once were. I look forward to talking to you. And I look forward to talking to you. This is T on Thursday. You got to hear from T on Tuesday at Michelle's group. Check that out, though. I want you to check out Christian Women and Business Networking Group. It's on Facebook. And I'm telling you, you will be thoroughly blessed. So thank you for listening to this edition of the Kingdom Mentor podcast. I do appreciate you. Appreciate the being able to have a voice on Thursday. Come up this Tuesday, yet again, we'll have another special guest. Let's say Monday, so there's a little gap between me and the guest. Just an honor to speak. And once again, this episode brought to you by the Kingdom Speaking Academy. Get a jump on it. Get a jump and get a free resource, reviveyourvoice.com. And let's see if you can't step up to the stage that God has called you and truly make an impact. Thank you for listening. I always appreciate your reviews. I appreciate you sharing. RateThisPodcast.com/Teresa Croft. Just helps us widen our voice to more audiences. Can I say that? Unleashing Kingdom Voices. I'll talk to you in the next episode. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to Unleashing Kingdom Voices podcast. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace and amplify your unique voice. For more insights, resources, and information about our courses, AI tools, and our incredible guests, visit TeresaCroft.com.